Cleveland, Ohio.
Good morning.
How you doing, Senator Turner?
I am mighty fine this morning. How you doing, Ricky Smiley and the crew?
We blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
So good to be on this side of the dirt.
I know that's right. God got plenty of work for all of us to do. We on assignment, Ricky. We are on assignment.
I'm telling you, hey, a lot of stuff going on in politics. 2008, 6 million Americans didn't vote. 6 million people did not vote because they missed the registration deadline or they didn't know how to register in 2013. And we want to make sure that nobody's left out. So go ahead and talk to us and tell everybody who is not registered to vote how they can vote.
Ricky, they got to get out to vote. You know, your vote is your voice, and you must be registered. 1 in 4 Americans are not registered, and today is National Voter Registration Day. We need to give a big shout out to National Registration Day. Do you know last year over 300,000 new voters were registered in one day? Your vote is your voice, and you got to make sure that you get registered. So if you haven't voted, if you didn't vote in the last presidential election, you may need to re-register to vote. If you have moved in the last 90 days, you need to make sure that you re-register to vote. And if you were recently released from prison, you need to register to vote. Now, in Ohio, ex-offenders can vote, but people need to check their local states to see what the rules are. But in Ohio, after you have served your time, you can get out to vote. Ricky, we cannot let people oppress the vote. People have to lift their voices. One of the greatest equalizers that we have in this great democracy of ours is the right to vote. One woman, one man, one vote.
Hey, Senator Nina Turner, let everybody know you just won an award from the Martin Luther King Center.
Yeah, from the Memorial Foundation, I won the Drum Major for Justice Award for fighting against voter suppression last year in the great state of Ohio. Ricky, I am humble because I stand on the shoulders of our foreparents. I stand on the shoulders of Dr. Martin Luther King, the shoulders of Mega Evers, the shoulders of Fannie Lou Hamer. I stand on all of those shoulders, and I take that award as a symbol that there is still much work to be done. Ricky, you know, the Bras, the Omegas are participating in National Voter Registration Day here in the great state of Ohio. You know that, don't you?
Rue, Bras are always down. And you know, I when I was sitting there talking to President Obama about 3 weeks ago, I asked him, I said, Mr. President, I said, what can we do, to get it going for the midterm election? And he told me that it was too early to talk about it. And he told me that he don't think that we could get back the House. And it just kind of took the wind.
Say what?
That's what he said to me. That's what he directly said to me. He said, we'll be lucky to gain 5 seats. In Congress. And I just don't believe that, Senator Turner.
Ricky, I'm with you. This ain't about luck. This is about work. We got to put some sweat equity on this. We have come too far as a nation to go back, and there are too many right-wing extremists trying to take away the right to vote, trying to take away workers' rights, trying to take away women's rights. We're not going to relent in this. So, you know, I don't want to disagree with my president in public, but I'm going to have to disagree with my president in public. We are going to get out in states across this nation, particularly Ohio, and stand up. And that is why National Voter Registration Day is so vitally important. You know, the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss once said that the struggle is forever with us, so we are forever in the struggle. And that is what this is about, to secure justice and equality for all. It starts at the ballot box. We're going to win back, though, some of those seats, Ricky, in 2014, and we're going to win in the great state of Ohio as well.
And what are some of the most common voter misconceptions that may prevent people from registering to vote?
Well, for ex-offenders in particular, that a lot of people don't know, and like I said, you got to go state by state, that they can re-register to vote once they've served their time. So they got to get out there to vote. Also, people who move, people who are mobile, and we know that a lot of our brothers and sisters who are economically challenged are a lot more mobile than the upper echelons in terms of the middle class. They got to make sure that they get out and register to vote. Your voice matters, and you got to have an impact in what happens in this country and in the state of Ohio. And in order to do that, you got to get out to vote. If you just recently turned 18 years old, you must get out there and register to vote, Ricky. We got people trying to do a lot of bad things. You know, these don't even get me started. You know, I don't know how you defund a SNAP program and $39 billion that you would leave children and adults hungry in this great nation, the United States of America.
I'm telling you, give rich people a tax cut.
Right. I mean, it makes me want to holler, and I'm hollering right now.
And sit up here and fund an unjust war in Iraq. Don't get you started.
Right.
Don't get me started.
Ricky, we got to do something about that. So elections have consequences, and that's why we got to get people to register to vote. There are no off-year elections. Electing a school board member is just as important as electing the president of the United States. People got to be in it to win it. Please, please, please register to vote. Go out and participate. Go join the brothers. Go join the NAACP across the country.
I've been saying that for years. Please tell them, Senator. Please.
Please, they got to vote. You got to vote. You can't let. See, we got a debt, Ricky, that we owe, and we ain't going to never be able to repay that debt, but we ought to put a down payment on it. Now, and part of the down payment is participating in the process.
That's right.
People are trying to steal it.
Senator Turner, I need you to do this for me right here.
Yes.
Okay, Gainesville, Florida, Jacksonville, yes. Florida, Miami, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Hollywood, Florida. I need you to tell everybody in Florida, we got so many cases where stand your ground law work against black people and it worked for other folks. You know, even outside of the Trayvon Martin case, you got a lady in jail that tried to use stand your ground law, shot up in the air as a warning shot, and she got 20 years. And there's another case that's, I think, in Jacksonville, Florida, where a man is getting ready to do some time or is already doing some time for stand your ground laws. And people don't understand that it is the midterm election. It is the governor's election or whatever. Because like what you said, while we were celebrating that that Barack Obama was elected, what the Tea Party did, they formed
and they got
organized and they got to work and they took over the House and the Senate and changed all of these laws. So that's why you have all of these gun laws and all of this stuff. Everything that we say is unfair because we didn't participate in the midterm election, which to me is just as, if not more important than the presidential election. Go ahead, elaborate on that.
It is, Ricky. And in Ohio, they introduced, while the Trayvon Martin case was going on, they had the pure unadulterated gall to introduce a stand your ground piece of legislation here in the state of Ohio. We need good people to stand up. See, elections have consequences. And the reason why we have folks elected to office who are trying to take us back in time is because some of us have opted out of the system. It is the one place, Ricky, the one time where all of us, no matter our race, our ethnicity, our gender, our sexual orientation, where we can be equal in that ballot box. And we need folks to stand up against these crazies, and that is exactly what they are. They are heartless folks trying to take this nation back. But we can stand up for the majority of the people in this great country of ours by making sure that we exercise our right to vote. You know, evil never sleeps, so good can never take a vacation. We are always, we have to be vigilant. Every generation is charged with making sure that they advance progress for the next. Ricky, this is the clarion call for us in this country. Let not what Dr. Martin Luther King did be in vain. Let not what Mother Rosa Parks did be in vain. Don't let what Mega Evers did be in vain. Now, people don't have to go out there to die, but my God, we got a debt, and they ought to put a down payment on it for the memories and the legacy of all the great freedom fighters who stood up for us to be able to go and register to vote. If we want different, we need to do different. We need to vote these crazy extreme folks out. And Ricky, I'm not gonna miss any words. They are heartless people. Anytime you cut $39 billion from food stamps, anytime you introduce and pass pieces of legislation that leave women without adequate health care, anytime you don't properly fund education, which gives all of our children, no matter who their parents are or are not, the opportunity to live out their greatest greatness, you are heartless. But good people can stand up. You know, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt once said that we must do the thing that we think we cannot do. If we all unite, if good people unite, good people of consciousness unite, we can take back the Congress, we can change the tide in these legislatures across this country, in the governor's mansion and the Secretary of State's offices, which is why I'm running. See, Ricky, I'm not running for an office, I'm running for a cause. And that cause is equality and justice for all. That cause is one woman, one man, one vote. I am standing in the ready position because my foremothers stood there.
All right.
I am standing in the ready position because my forefathers stood there. So please, please, please get out to vote. National voter registration today, Ricky. They got to do it.
How can they follow you on Twitter?
Oh, my God. At Nina Turner on Twitter or ninaturner.org is my website. Please join the fight. The fight for equality and justice.
Senator Nina Turner! Yeah.